And for today, well, we'll start on page 281, but really we started it already. Resh Kof Hei Sif Gimel, we started this yesterday, but just to get a running start. Page 281, last line of the Mechaber. Mechaber says, you might recall from yesterday, Haroe Pri Chodesh, you see, one sees a new fruit. We'll see what new means. Doesn't necessarily mean right, you've never seen a star fruit before or whatever, but we'll see. Which is Mitzchadish Mishana Lashana. New means it is renewed from year to year. In other words, what we used to call seasonal, like we mentioned yesterday, like nectarines. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Everything else, we'll get to this a little later. But nectarines, maybe you don't get it from anywhere else. You only get it in the summertime. So then, when you see it the first time, mevarach shachianu, make a shachianu. Next page, va'afil ra'o bi'achaber, even if somebody else has it. Mr. Vaughn's has, and you're not going to buy a nectarine. But you see a nectarine, make a shachianu. Well, Elon, or you pass by a nectarine tree and there's nectarines. We'll see more about this a little later. But the custom is that we don't make this bracha shachianu until one eats that fruit. Now, as we saw yesterday, what's the idea? The idea is you would make this, again, page 282. The idea is when you see a new fruit, wow, you're just seeing it. Wow, there's a new fruit. It's out on the market, right? So be so happy. I don't know if this is a good example or not. But, you know, like when the new iPhone comes out, wow, you didn't buy it yet. Or maybe you're not going to buy it. You know, you see somebody else has, wow. I'm not saying that's a good hashkafa, but I'm just saying. So here's a little deeper, because Hashem made this, right? Hashem, not Steve Jobs, but Hashem made this object. Why did he make it? So Rav Victor Miller says, he made it for you. Right? Isn't that nice of Hashem? Really nice of Hashem. So you should, but we don't feel that the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Ramah says. If we're not excited about seeing it, rather just by eating it, so everyone says that you just make the bracha when you eat it. And that's what we do. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chein nagu tamid bazeh, mishum l'plug. Again, we don't see people making this bracha. We go like the Ramah. I think everybody goes like the Ramah. That we, people are going through. Sorry to make you do this, Mr. Friend. We just make the bracha upon eating, not upon seeing it. And the Ramah continues, Umi shebirech b'shas re'iya. Let's say you did make the bracha. Let's say one did make the bracha when they saw it. Not like the Mechaber says, but you made the bracha when you saw it. Lo hivsid. So he did not lose. In other words, he doesn't have to make a new bracha later. Ve'ein levarach ad shenigmar tashlum gidul hapri. Now again, when we talk about you make a bracha on the fruit, that you only make the bracha on the fruit when the fruit has it's completely grown. It's completely grown, not when it's immature. V'im lo birach b'ri'ya rishona, yachol varach b'ri'ya shniya. If you did not make the bracha when you saw it the first time, when you see it the second time, you can make the bracha when you see it the second time. The Mishnah Berurah though says, if you ate the fruit, right? If you ate the fruit. Let's say again, according to the Mechaber, according to the Ramah, we don't make the bracha when we see it. But rather, we make the bracha when we eat it. So let's say somebody ate a nectarine and they didn't make a shachianu when they ate the nectarine. Now they eat the nectarine a second time. Say, oh, you know, I didn't make a shachianu that first time. So could he make a shachianu the second time he's eating the fruit? No. Lost. Lost the bracha, right? Now, last thing I wanted to cover is that the question is like this. Okay, so let's go according to the second way the Mechaber brings down that we make a bracha on a new fruit when we eat it. So the question is, what bracha comes first? The Shachiyanu, or let's say the Brei Priya Eitz? What comes first? So, so the Mishnah Berurah says that what you, it's nachon to first make the Shachiyanu kodem, ve'acha kach yivarech bracha ru'uyala. So, and then you make, so in other words, you make the Shachiyanu first, then let's say you make the Brei Priya Eitz. Says another way you could do it is make the appropriate bracha, taste a little of it, and then make the Shachiyanu. Says Afshar de Gamzet Tovhu. It's interesting language. Afshar de Gamzet Tovhu. Maybe, and he says that's also maybe okay to do the second way. So again, the first way is you make the Shachiyanu, then you make the Brei Priya Eitz, let's say. The other way is make the Brei Priya Eitz first. You eat a little, then you make the Shachiyanu. It says, Bediyeved, if you made the Shachiyanu after you made the proper bracha, but you, in other words, you made the Brei Priya Eitz, and then right away you made the Shachiyanu before you ate the fruit. So in other words, technically, or in a way, you were masik, you interrupted between the Brei Priya Eitz and the eating of the fruit by making the Shachiyanu. So the Mishnah Berurah says that would not be considered a hesek. That would not be considered an interruption. So again, the third way is you made the Brei Priya Eitz, you didn't eat from it, you made the Shachiyanu right away, and then you ate from it. So he says, the gam kein ain't zeh hesek, that's not a hesek, but he says that's only bidyevet. You shouldn't do it that way. So again, the possibilities are either number one, you make the Shachiyanu, then, now don't forget, you can make the Shachiyanu even though you didn't eat it, because really the halacha is you can make the Shachiyanu when you see it. But since you're about to eat it, so that everybody agrees that's okay, you can make the Shachiyanu, then you make the Brei Priya Eitz, eat. The other possibility is make the Brei Priya Eitz, eat a little, and then make the Shachiyanu. Okay?
At what point do you lose the Shachiyanu? Only when you finish the fruit, or after you've taken a bite or two and enjoyed it?
I think, let's see, I'll have to check that. Okay? I think that's in the barrel. I'll check that. I think that's on the bottom. Okay? We'll see. Okay, good. Okay.